Suffering Fools. A letter from Major General George B. McClellan, Commander, the Army of the Potomac, to his wife, Mary Ellen McClellan. August 16, 1861, 1 a.m. I am here in a terrible place. The enemy have from 3 to 4 times my force. The President is an idiot. The old General is in his dotage. They cannot or will not see the true state of affairs. Most of my troops are demoralised by the defeat at Bull Run, some regiments even mutinous. I have probably stopped that, but you see my position is not pleasant. I have, I believe, made the best possible disposition of the few men under my command, will quietly await events, and if the enemy attacks, will try to make my movements as rapid and desperate as may be. If my men will only fight, I think I can thrash him, notwithstanding the disparity of numbers. As it is, I trust to God to give success to our arms, though he is not wont to aid those who refuse to aid themselves. I am weary of all this. I have no ambition in the present affairs, only wish to save my country, and find the incapables around me will not permit it. They sit on the verge of the precipice and cannot realise what they see. Their reply to everything is, impossible, impossible. They think nothing possible, which is against their wishes. 6 p.m. General Scott is at least opening his eyes to the fact that I am right and that we are in imminent danger. Providence is aiding me by heavy rains, which are swelling the Potomac, which may be impassable with it for a week. If so, we are saved. If Beauregard comes down upon me soon, I have everything ready to make a manoeuvre which will be decisive. Give me 2 weeks and I will defy Beauregard. In a week, the chances will be at least even.